After months of speculation, today he made it official. Michael Jordan is coming back. He will sign a 2-year contract with the Washington Wizards. That means he's set to give up his ownership stake to suit up with the Wizards when the team starts training camp next week. Michael Jordan, of course, is widely considered the greatest basketball player ever. He is also 38. We're joined now by NPR's Tom Goldman. And Tom, Michael Jordan announced his comeback in a written statement. Tell us a bit more about what he said and why in that medium.
He said, "I am returning as a player to the game I love," which he told several reporters a few weeks ago was the reason he was coming back, love for the game. Although we should mention that this announcement was hung up for a day or so just because of business decisions. He had to iron out a few things. But love of the game is what he's on record as saying. He also said, "I'm especially excited about the Washington Wizards, and I'm convinced we have the foundation on which to build a playoff contention team." Now, remember, Robert, they were 19-63 last year, so Michael, maybe he knows something that we don't, but going from 19 wins and 63 losses to a playoff team is a tall order. If anyone can do it, Michael Jordan probably can.
And no big news conference, no television cameras, no hoopla surrounding this.
No hoopla, and Michael Jordan was very sensitive to what has been going on in the nation over the last 2 weeks, and he originally had scheduled a huge news conference, and it would have been huge for last week, but he called that off and said, because, you know, consideration for all that had happened, he was going to he was not going to hold this. And so he did it rather subtly, although the TV networks are all over it already. I should add that he is also going to donate his first year's salary, this coming year's salary, to the relief agencies, the relief agencies working in the aftermath of the attacks in New York and Washington. His salary, of course, is not the bulk of his earnings, but it's still a good size of money.
Well, what's the thinking about how great a player Jordan will be, first of all, at age 38, and second, at age 38, having spent 3 seasons not playing in the NBA?
Yeah, 3 years of smoking lots of cigars and eating lots of food. That will be the new debate that will rage. Up to now, it's been the speculation of whether or not he will come back. Now the debate will rage, at least until October 30th when the season starts. How good will he be? People are quite vociferous on both sides. All agree that he won't be as good, of course, as he was in the 80s and 90s, the high-flying, rim-rattling dunks that Michael Jordan was well known for. Some people say that his 38-year-old legs will reduce him to almost kind of farcical proportions. Others say that he will still dazzle on certain nights and excite fans the way he used to, just not as often.
But this is a man who just injured some ribs playing pickup games in Chicago, no?
Yeah, he did. He broke a couple of ribs. He's also been battling tendonitis in a knee. All the kinds of injuries that happen to a 38-year-old when they probably play basketball for too long. But he definitely says that he is fit. He's got a trainer who's working with him constantly. He believes that he's ready to go, and you have a feeling that knowing what he knows about how he could lose face by doing what he's going to do, he'd have to be in really good shape. We should add that when Mario Lemieux of the Pittsburgh Penguins, the National Hockey League team, when he came out of ownership like Michael Jordan is now going to do and came back, he played very well, performed great, looked like the Mario Lemieux of old, and then injuries quickly took their toll and he had to sit out some games.
Is the National Basketball Association hurting, and is this a great boon to its revenues?
All sports, in a sense, are hurting with attendance and TV ratings. NBA ratings have been rather flat. They haven't been plummeting like other sports. But certainly, this will boost ratings and attendance. Season ticket sales for the Washington Wizards had increased dramatically just with the hint of Michael Jordan coming back. So you can imagine that they will increase even more now.
And I suppose if the supporting cast on the Wizards isn't very good, Mr. Jordan really can't very well blame the management.
Of course not, because he's the man responsible for it.
Okay, Tom. NPR's Tom Goldman.